You're listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or KNE World Network, LLC.
Hello, this is TalkTainmentRadio.com, and you're listening to Stairway to Heaven. Now, I'm your host, Dr. Mace Claude Smith. Today is Friday. This is the last show for the year. We'll be back next year, so we're going to take a break, and we're going to get some things together for next year. We got a lot of things planned after this pandemic, and we're going to have some, we're going to do another God's Explosion, and we're going to do, I'm going to try to get all the promoters together, and gonna have a manager's day on the show. It'll be different managers. I also like to say Stairway to Heaven is brought to you by Refuge Baptist Church, or the pastor, Kaiser Jones is pastor, and also the Keys of Harmony. And like to say, I'm gonna say this, say again, that we are still together, but we are one of our members, Joe Woods Jr., is sick, and we have to, I'm asking for prayers for him that he'll get strong, and when things get back together, you will see us together again. But right now, we're taking a breather because we have one of our fallen members is ill, and hopefully that he gets stronger and stronger, and our prayers go out to him. I'd like to make a shout-out to the ladies and gentlemen at Mount Carmel's lab off of Shocks Rock Road. And also, there's one, like Mike, a shout-out to him, and also the coffee lady. I call her the coffee lady because every time I come to work and she comes in there, she goes straight to the coffee pot and get that coffee and run to her office. So I call her the coffee lady. Meaning otherwise that my guest was supposed to be here, but he had an accident, so I'll talk to him later on. Meanwhile, Mama make up something today that I feel that should be said, and some things that should not be said. I'm not going to say anything that should not be said, but I'm going to say some things and give you some ideas of what will be happening in the near future. As you know, after this pandemic is over there, I know there's a lot of singers out there. I talked to a lot of managers and everything, and they would like to get back together, but we are all standing still and we are holding back. Tell this thing is over with, and we're looking forward to this thing over with. And we just have to keep prayed up and stay and hold on until time for come. Now, when this thing is lifted, we'll be able to do our own thing. And after we do our own thing, then everything will come up. I'd like to say I'm gonna bring something to you. This is something that I'm going to bring back, and I see this happening all the time. It's something to do with boasting, and a lot of people like to boast and talk about certain things and do a lot of things that, you know, that ain't right and that is right. Well, today, before I start, I'd like to call out to my sister Vicky Boy and my niece's there, so I'll give them the shout out. I don't know why I keep forgetting her, but sis, I don't intend to forget you, but you know, when I get to the station, I like to start get on this mic. But getting back to what I'm saying, you know, a lot as this world today has changed, is changing for, I'm not gonna say the worst, but it's getting there. And there's a whole lot of things that going on that shouldn't be, that it is be. And if we had this past couple of accidents that happened this past week or so, and really it's a tragic. This country and this country is becoming a Sodom and Gomorrah again. You know, and Sodom was a little town or somewhere overseas over there in Europe somewhere that it it had a lot of things going on in that city, in that town. And it just seemed like this Sagamore is building back up again. And the reason why I say it's building back up again is because we all are not paying attention and we're not accepting the warnings that is going out. We're being warned about a lot. God is warning, giving us a warning that what's happening is happening. As far as the construction, destruction of people, and some people are trying to help people, and there's other people trying to hurt each other, hurt others. This is the time that we should get together and be together, and not try to embarrass ourselves or make us do something stupid, make ourselves look stupid. Children are not going to school as they wish they could go to school, and they cannot go because of this pandemic. But along also, I was besides that, the whole world is about to come to a known as a Sodom and Gomorrah. Everything is coming out of the woodworks. What was ever hide behind the woodworks is coming out the closets. And it's getting to the point where nobody can have no feeling, no honesty, no courtesy about what they're doing or what they want to say. They'll say anything just to get to you. We have people that's trying to make it. You got a lot of scammers out there trying to, they don't want to work. They want to try to steal off somebody else and make somebody else look sad or get what they can and hit the road. But I would say this, once you get caught, it's because of what you did and not because of what others told you to do. You did it on your own. And you cannot blame the things on somebody else because they weren't there. You did this to help yourself, to hurt yourself. A lot of times we boast about it, we talk about it, and we have come to the point where we became lovers of ourselves. And when you get to the point it's known as selfish, get selfish and don't care about nobody. Children become disobedient to parents and things like that. Some, I'm not going to say all, but some of them, they become disobedient. They want to get out there and do their own thing. Right now, that it's got to the point where society is raising our children and we can't raise them no more. We can't chastise them no more. We can't even spank them no more because of the laws that they had set for us, that we can't, we hit them, we'll go to jail, or we chastise them, we'll go to jail, or we're in court, or they're taking your children away from you because you're trying to do the right thing. It's gotten to the point where people don't care no more, so they talk about it. It's just like somebody do this, oh man, I did this, oh, I did this, girl, did, you know, I did this and that. And what happens? They go ahead and they go and talk about it and laugh about it. And they keep on laughing about it when it's over. And when that's over with, what happened was, when they get caught, they start crying. You can't always cry. You're crying about this, cry about that. Well, why are you crying? You was laughing about it when you was doing it. So why cry? So you might as well go ahead and take this and go ahead and go along with the suffering and go ahead on with the things that that just come from the bed that you made. You may sleep in it. They say you make your own bed, and that's what you do. You make your own bed, and you sleep in it. You can't always have that. You can't always feel like a smooth operator because you're not. And there's things that you get to the point where things get cheated. Another thing is that the way things are now, that we feel that we're the big boss and we're gonna take control of everything. I'm in command. to be in command. They want to be in charge. They don't want to be, they don't want you to be your own boss. They want to be your boss. And sometimes they think they know more for you and they don't know anything about you or what they can do. You only you know that, what's good and what's bad for you. And you're not going to take it for granted. Another thing is that people today, really, the good people, let me get on that, the good people, the people that have heart and have love for others and compassion, they're trying their best to pull this thing together. And you got some that's not going to try to pull together. I can't say too much about good, who's good or who's bad, but I know they are out there, and they're out there in the mix. They definitely in the mix. And we don't know who they are, who we gonna be with, but they are in the mix. Excuse me. But sometimes when you think you got you with somebody, or you're thinking not with somebody, it gets to the point where after you find out what they really are, you really hurt yourself. You're hurt, not yourself, but you're hurt because of the things turn out to be. Sometimes it's best to take time out and see who's really on your side, who's not on your side. And if you'd like to get on this comments, you can get on talk about call in, call me at 614-914-5001. And join the conversation and everything. And I also like to say that we're just going to talk, we're going to do a little thing. I know y'all look for the music and everything, but next year maybe we will have some music this time. I forgot to bring my music with me, but next time we'll have some music. Another thing is that after that happens, after things change and people want to do things, you have to look. Sometimes you have to sit down and check yourself out and listen to yourself. And I mean, you really don't have to really. Well, you think, listen within yourself. So things that come out that will that you really didn't know. This thing has brought people have found out that they are together and are living together and living within themselves, and finding out that they found out a lot more about themselves than they really know. Sometimes things be missing that you don't take a look at, and it's out there. So yeah, we really have to take time to watch out for ourselves, and watch out how to take care of ourselves and stuff like this. We, as we all say, God's able to look up us, and He's able to take care of us. When you think that you're not able to do things on your own, He will ask Him to step in, and He will lead you. You have to sit back and just be quiet and let Him do His will. And sometimes you have to humble yourself around yourself. Humble, whatever it is, how you pronounce the word. And be around yourself sometimes and think, and it'll come to you how you should do this, how you should do it, and how you shouldn't do it. Sometimes we let ourselves get in the way of things that shouldn't be. I'm going to go back to an old phrase that I wrote a few years ago. It's about how a blind man was sitting at the well and he couldn't see, and Jesus walked by, and they thought that the man got blind because they thought his mother and father would have sinned. And Jesus said, no, his mother and father did not sin, for his son, he was born blind, and Jesus gave him eyesight. And this time, this is how you open up eyes and everything. Your eyes, he opened up your eyes and let you see who's really the real person. And then after that, then another one came that people, the man had his bed, couldn't walk. And Jesus told him to get up, get his bed and walk. He got up and walked, and he wasn't told everything. But see, sometimes it's best keep your blessings to yourself until after it's done. There's always a blessing coming to you, and that you get these blessings, then you can say how you got a blessing. But sometimes we bless ourselves before we get the blessing. We want it, but it's best to hold, keep quiet and hold on until it comes. And when it comes, then I'm not going to call it boasting or anything, but just say, hey, thank you, Jesus, for letting me have this. You know, and sometimes we have to look at things the way that it should be, that it's coming to an end of your passion. Sometimes it comes to the end of your worrying, and sometimes once you get that blessing, whatever you worry about, whatever you want in life, it'll come. You have to sit back and wait for it, and sit back and hold back and say, hey, I hope this, I know this coming through, but I just have to sit back, listen to it, and watch it. Because when it comes through, and once you get it, that's it. You'll be glad you get it. A lot of things that, like I'm going to repeat myself on this, things that I wanted, and it came. Things that I got, thought that I would never get. And it's so to the point that it did come when I really didn't want how I was going to get it, or figure out how I was going to get it. Things that I didn't want, I got. And I appreciate it. And, you know, this is beautiful, too. But getting back to this, what I'm saying, we do things, we boast about it, and then you, once you get it, you have to take care of it and do it in a right way, a very right way, and handle it the way it should be, because once it's given to you, it can be taken away from you. There are times when people to get something nice, and this guy say, hey, I've been trying to get that for a long time. How the heck you get it? And it came because you got it first. But still, my brother and my sister, you get mad and you want to take it from them. And that's wrong. And sometimes people that take things like the boast how they got it, they tell a lie about what how they did and this and that and the other. And it's not what it thinks, not what it is, and it's not what it's supposed to be. It's not what it should be. But still, you, still some of you boast about what's going on and how it happened. Another thing is that when you are down, like they say, don't look down on a man unless you picking him up. When you do that, still part of boasting. When you do that, I got this. But here's somebody that's down and don't have nothing, down to their last dime. I don't have nothing, and you're walking around high five, and you're Mr. Rich or Miss Rich. I'm not doing this, and I'm not gonna do that. But you have to take your time and stop by and, hey, get my helping hand. I see so many good things that's coming to how people are helping other people. And, you know, you'd be surprised and shocked. People are trying to pull together there. They're not trying to tear each other apart. Some people are trying to pull themselves together. And once you pull yourself together, you'd be very, very happy about how they did it and how they pulled themselves together. Because you need to help, need to understand that this is your brother and your sister helping. And there's so many people out there today need help today. I mean, it's like another depression that just had started all over again. And that's what it's just like, another depression started all over again. I wasn't there, but I seen like this is the way the depression was during that time. People losing the loss I mean, it's not just here in this country, all over the world. People losing their jobs, can't go nowhere. They have to stay home because of their jobs. People don't getting ready to lose roof over their heads, place to stay. The landlords are charging their evictions, utilities, stuff like that. And then the children are sitting at home trying to do the homework at school through a computer. I mean, it's a mess. This whole country is in a mess. And we need to pull ourselves together regardless who we are. And we got to pull ourselves together, because if we don't pull ourselves together, we are going to destroy ourselves. We have to come to a round table and come to court and say, figure out how we going to do this or how we going to help each other. And this is what has to be done. We got hospitals and our ICU units are overcrowded. You got people in the hospital and family members that you want to go see. You can't go see because of the shutdown of the city. In fact, I'm worried myself. My daughter's there. Her name's Antoinette, and shout out, go to you, sweetheart. And her, she can't, I called to talk to her, and she said, Pop, they're not letting nobody in. Love you. Okay, you take care. Sometimes I have to call and check on her. Friends of mine are sick, and there's one friend I wish I can get a hold of him, but he's sick, and he's probably not answering the phone. But if you want to join this conversation, 614-914-5001. That's 614-914-5001, and join in on the conversation if you wish to. As I said before, I got people are sick and families are dying without getting to see people's family, fathers on the deathbed, but the family members do not get a chance. It's been the last time with them. And that's painful. That's very painful, because once they pass on and you can't be there to see them go home, it's painful and it's hard. Yeah. And something you have to be very, very understanding that sometimes you don't understand why it happened, but it happens. This is one big heck of a mess. A very, very heck of a mess. And you really have to kind of look out and see, check out what's going on. Why is this going on? And, you can't always blame the pandemic on it, or the allergy on it. Now, they got the shots coming through, the vaccine is coming through, getting ready to come. We don't know what's happening. Because when the vaccine comes through, hopefully that vaccine cleared out of here. Because we don't know how life is gonna be once they start using this serum to cure this stuff or cure it to fight it. Because we don't know if it's gonna be a while before we get things back together. It's going to be a while before we get things back together. We just have to sit back and wonder, watch, look, and listen, and see how things going to come about of it. We really need to understand that, hey, we're under a dome or under something that's just over this whole world, and we going to have to crawl down on the knees and ask the Lord to remove it. As he said, if our people would turn from their wicked ways and call my name, I would heal the land. And, right now the land, really, the country, the whole world needs to be healed. People just turn away from their wicked ways, and some don't want to do it. And, Christ is coming again. And yeah, I believe these are signs of him. He is coming. Another thing is that people today, I don't care who you are, we're suffering very hard. We're suffering to the point where we're gonna have to try to get something on our own, and we're suffering to the point where things ain't there. It's not there. You know, it just ain't there. People trying to hold on to every little dime, nickel, and quarter to survive. Even the grocery stores are drying out. There's supplies that they need. They coming, but there's a limit to what you can get and what you can't get. In other words, they just rationing out what's there, a limit to everybody. It's two of this, two of that. And, you know, it's hard when that happens. People trying to get it together and try to eat something for them to eat. I was in a store a couple of days ago and went to get one item, and it said limit of two only. And yeah, then you go to the next aisle, it's just like they refilling them, and soon they refill them, the shelves are empty again. I mean, people are trying to get what they can and get out of it. So they have to put a limit on what they can get and what they can't get. And this is what it is. They put a limit on what they can get and what they can't get. And that is kind of bad. Kind of sad on that, and really bad. Because you should be going to get four or five items, the same thing. But now they slowing it down to what you can't get and what you can't get. So, you know, we just have to kind of hold on, be patient, and watch out what we can do and what we can't do. I just like to see that. And then sometimes when it comes like food-wise, you got to stock up on the food and certain things. You know, I'm going to put it this way. We're going to be eating stuff we ain't going to like. I'm just going to put it out there. It's going to come a time we're going to be eating stuff we ain't going to like. And I'm talking about food that you and they're eating that you wouldn't buy. You're going to wind up buying it to survive. And you know, when you get to panicking about this and that and the other, you're going to wish, you're not going to wish just, well, you're going to wish hopefully that this ain't here. And this is really, really, really taking, really done did what we really done did it to us. And we have to kind to watch out how we do it. As I said before, you want to make a comment, 614-914-5001. And this is Entertainment Radio, and this is Stairway to Heaven. And I'm your host, Dr. Bass Claude Smith. And I don't have a title to what I'm talking about, but I'll make up one, come to one. But let's just say that hard times, that's what I call it, hard times. And, you know, things are getting kind of hard, trying to get hard, trying not to get hard. But I believe after this serum, this vaccine will come along, maybe it will, with the help of the good Lord, maybe probably will pull us out of this rut, out of the mud, because it does hurt to see. It is bad in something. It's like you're climbing up a rough mountain and trying to get to the top from trying daylight. And it's daylight at the head of the tunnel, and you're trying to get there. And, you know, too many people have, you know, it's a lot of people. Every night when I watch the news, there's a new case, and there's so many people dying, and some people, even some of the celebrities, got the virus. You know, Ellen, she has it now. And they announced that she has the Degenerate, that's her last name, that she was tested positive for the coronavirus, and a couple of coaches and everything. But, you know, like yeah, we got to hold on, we got to keep going and got to hold our heads up because, you know, this coronavirus is the thing, and this is why I say this is hard times, and this is why people are starving and striving. And, like, you have to get what you can. If you got something, you got to get, better get it now. Get it now and go and keep going. You got to get it now. If you don't get it, if you don't get it, it's going to be gone before you get it. So if you're there, you're right there, go ahead and get it. Okay, this is Dr. Mason. I'm trying to say to my YouTube friends and family, hey, I'll see you next time, and hold on.
For the best home fragrance and beauty products, shop Ash Kicking online.
That's A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N.
Made with 100% natural quality ingredients and handcrafted with your family in mind, Ash Kicking products are better than those other guys. Ash Kicking candles, incense, body butter, face moisturizer, and hair moisturizer are priced just right, and you can get yours at 10% off with coupon code TALK17. Support this 100% Black-owned business and get your home and body smelling and feeling all right.
That's
A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N. Shop Ash Kicking online at www.ashkickin.com.
La Glory's Soul Food Cafe, a taste of Southern classics, located at 3350 Allegheny Avenue in Columbus, Ohio. For carryout, call 614-237-5844 or go to DoorDash.com. Soul food specials on Wednesdays. Get the menu at LaGloriesCafe.com for the best eating in town.
That's La Glory Soul Food Cafe, 3350 Allegheny Avenue, Columbus, Ohio. For carryout, dial 614-237-5844 or go to DoorDash.com.
My name is Al Edmondson. I'm a business owner and community organizer. I want to encourage you to visit the King Lincoln District. Our community. It's a great place to live, work, and worship. Catch a show at the Lincoln Theater. Enjoy smooth jazz at the King Arts Complex. Enjoy great food and visit our historical churches and newly remodeled homes. Live, work, and worship the King Lincoln District.
Think you can't afford life insurance? Think again. You might be surprised at how affordable it can be. 80% of Americans overestimate the cost of life insurance. Maybe it's time to swap a few small expenses for some big peace of mind. Life insurance can protect what matters most, and it's the right thing to do. Let's talk today. So call me, Marvin Smith, at American Family Insurance at 614-986-3105. You can also visit my website at marvinsmithinsurance.com. American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
Now we back from paying the bills, baby. Maybe we'll fire the landlord. This next song is dedicated to all the cool cats and...
Attention, Central Ohio.
Stand by for an important message.
Someone once said, these times like all times are good times if we just know what to do. Linco Realty says this is the best time to buy or sell a home, because interest rates are the lowest in history. Linco Realty has been providing real estate services for over 40 years in Central Ohio. Let us help you fire your landlord. If you have questions on pre-approvals, credit scores, down payments, financing, down payment assistance programs, schools, or other real estate questions, go to LincoRealty.com or call us at 614-375-2289. Again, 614-375-2BUY. Fire your landlord. Call us at 614-375-2289. Check out LincoRealty.com, then start packing.
Green, green, green. It's our home, it's our dream. For a life that's healthy and clean, make it green, green, green.
My mom said making it green is making sure the air in your home is healthy for your family to breathe. Make sure you test your home for radon. It's easy. Just call 866-730-GREEN.
Make it green, green, green.
A message from the US EPA.
Okay, this is this is Dr. Bass Claude Smith. This is Talk Tame Radio. I'm listening to Stairway to Heaven. And I had a topic that was called Hardcore, Hard Times. That's not hardcore, Hard Times. And let's see. So here we go with the men, for Men Crack singing.
Like a
survivor. He's Abel from Detroit, Michigan.
When the storm, oh Lord, and the spirit, shall I wonder
what I have done
to make this race
so hard to run?
Then I say,
don't worry,
oh my soul, take a
journey.
And I find
myself complaining too.
So many nights
I toss in pain,
wondering why.
Okay, that is for Men from Christ from Detroit. This is a new group from Detroit, and they call it the Men for Christ singing. I've been trying to get something from them for a while, and I've been listening to them, and this is a real good group to listen to, and they're a bunch of young men, so I haven't met them yet. Hopefully, next year, if things go right, if this epidemic go right, I'm going to try to get them here along with the Mighty Gospel Travelers to come and sing for us. I'd like to give a shout out to my wife and my sister Vicky and my daughter Antoinette and the ladies and gentlemen at Mount Carmel's lab off of Shrock Road. Now, I'm going to say something special about these people here, these scientists. These people are in there every day checking things out about the coronavirus and different things that they came through there. that comes through there. And they are really, really pushing hard. I mean, if specimens come through there, I'm not near them, but I know that they have certain ways that they handle this stuff. And when you're dealing with human fluids and bloods and things, trying to find a way to take care of your body and heal you with the hands of God, you know, they're really putting up a fight trying to find out what's caused this, what can they do to defeat this, and how to dissect this. So my hats goes out there to them, also to the man in the back. I call him Mike, and Mike is he's in the warehouse. He sits back there with his secretary. So ladies, I'm not gonna say anything about it, cause I'm gonna try to get Mike on here so y'all can talk and see Mike. But that's through my good friend Mike and everybody out there. But like I said, these people out there at the Marconi Lab, they deal with St. Anne's Children's Hospitals, all the hospitals they get different things from, and they try to find out what your body was causing about why they're sick. I like to say this, and I know you well know that the Bishop Rance Allen is gone. He's went home with the Lord, and you know, Rance, I went to one of his concerts about 8 years ago. It's just at the Blues and Gospel Festival, and him and his group, they did a beautiful, the first time I ever seen him. And those guys can really, really sing. And, you know, I believe he died of complications. I don't know, we don't know if it was corona or whatever it was, but I was shocked to hear that he had passed away. The Bishop Rance Allen, that's who he was. And he had that song out, Jesus. And he did, one time I heard him do this one song, Stood at the Banks of Jordan. And I heard it, and I was amazed that although Rance Allen can sing, and I mean, he was one of the greatest gospel singers that ever in the land. He was one of the greatest gospel singers in with the Rance Allen group and his church. You know, Ohio, he was one of our own. Sons of Eyes, one of my own, and I love to, you know, like to, you know, my condolences go to his family and his wife and them and everything, but you know, Rance Allen was the singer, and he, like I say, he was the man. Hopefully, next year, I can get. I'm gonna look up all the late. Great gospel singers, lead singers from different groups and soloists one day, and hopefully that we can get them play their recordings on the show so they can hear to remind them. I know it would be good to listen to that. Also, I like to say Women in Community, it will be returning, but you know, they're working on it, and I know some of you ladies will, gentlemen would like to hear what they have to say. It's a new set. I'm not gonna say, you know, my wife, she's part of it, but I'm not gonna say who she got and who she gonna have with her. But the Women in the Community will hopefully be returning next year. There's a lot of things that I sit back and thought. What I want to do next year for the show, and I'm praying and hoping that it could be done, that that it works out, because like I said, I want to try to get these managers together on here. I'm trying to get the promoters here, and some of the promoters I met out of town by telephone. I'm gonna have them call in and let them talk about what they gonna do, and I'm going to get one of the lab techs from the Mount Carmel's lab, have them come here and let them explain about their job and what they're fighting and everything. You can call in. But like I said, Stairway Heaven is, you know, got some working on some things. And then, like I said, as I asked before, if you love the show and like the music that we play and the subjects that we have, please call us at 614-9154. This is Ransom. Sandals, Banks of Durham. One day. Singing Standing on the Bank of Jordan. Ranch Island was one of the greatest gospel singers, and he never did get the knowledge that he got in his earlier years, but when he came back out, he came back and he hit hard, and he's getting he got a lot of knowledge. And, you know, they had the Durance Island group, and really put out a lot of hits. He really did put it. He put the first one I heard him, first time I heard him sing, one song I heard him sing was called, "Can You See What They Did to My Son?" And then, and the list goes on. I mean, you know, I heard that a few years ago. And then he came out with the one, and his biggest hit was the one that, the name Jesus, the one that Kirk Franklin wrote for him. And that was a big hit. And there was some other ones came out with Ain't No Need for Crying. And, you know, as I said, the list goes on and on and on and on. And he was also preaching, too. He had that nice church up, I think it's from Akron, Ohio, or somewhere where he's from, up in Ohio. But he's one, Ohio. He's one of our Ohio's native sons. And he was a great dynamic singer. I mean, he put his heart in it. Whatever he sung, you could tell in his voice that he was there. I mean, he felt it. I believe the spirit was with him when he sung. I mean, he really had a beautiful anointed voice, and he carried himself in the way that, you know, most preachers do. And now, here's another one called, this is Lady Vulture Belcher. She's from Atlanta, Georgia. And this is the first time. This is Rance Island. Okay, that was Red Solomon. They don't need a cry. And the bass player at the time was Taylor. I can't pronounce his name. But his son plays drums for me. And I believe this lady is from Atlanta, Georgia. And her name is Lady Bashur Belcher. And she sent me some of her stuff. I'm thinking, like I said, the producer and the owner of the company is going to be sending me a lot of stuff. But if you like the music, give me a call at 614-914-5001. Give me a call and let us know if you like the music and the messages that we bring. So I'm going to let you listen to this.
Be strong.
Oh,
be strong.
Okay, that's Lady Vishal Belcher out of Atlanta, Georgia. And I just got that a couple of days ago. And like I said, I got some more stuff coming. And a lot of these, I'm getting to the point now, I'm talking to these guys who own these record companies. They call me and they say, we got Dr. Bass, we got some stuff that maybe you can play up here in Columbus, Ohio. Well, you know, hopefully that we will. Like I say, next year we probably will get it going. Like I say, I'm gonna have Mr. Jones call me from Georgia, and now I got a big surprise coming. Remember the Christian air, the one that Paul Porter used to sing with? I'm gonna have him call up here, and then we gonna talk. I'm gonna let him tell me to give me a history of the Christianaires and how they got started. As I say, Paul Porter and Keith Wonderboy Johnson, they are helping out Harvey Watkins and the Canton Spirituals. They're giving him a helping hand. Harvey's kind of a little bit on the sick side, so I mean he can't use his voice like he used to. So Porter, Paul, and Keith Wonderboy Johnson are helping. I got the word from Mr. George, from George, saying that they are helping Harvey of the Canton Spirituals, try to help him out a little bit. So we're going to see what's going to come out that project. And it might be a good project. Like I said, next year, hopefully when this pandemic is over with, when it's over with, everything's going back to normal. I wish I had gave the gospel explosion this year, but you know, doing through social distance and gathering, and they don't want you have to kind of watch. Got so many rules on how many people can be there and all this stuff. So you know, it's for the people's safety, and you gotta try kind of go along with the safety of the people before they can so things can work out the way they want it to. Also, I like to say that, I'd like to say something to these churches if they're listening to me. Hopefully that, you know, if they got anything they want to give me, I hope I'll be able to do some of your announcements and everything what you're having at the church, because you don't hear what's going on with the church anymore, what kind of programs or things they got going, because certain things, you know, it's getting to the point people don't have nowhere to go on Sunday after they leave their own church. So hopefully I'll be able to get some of that announcement. Now, the opening first show, that it'll either be Bishop Shouts coming to inaugurate the opening of 2021, or it will be Reverend Jones. And I'm getting ready to say, hey, you know, it looks like the time is getting away from me. It's time for me to say, hey, remember this. Mine is nothing but a garden. What you put in it grows and don't carry no wood nickels. So like I said, so hey, take care. See you next time and see you next year. Thank you. Good night.